Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I am James Haskell, along with my faithful compadre, Glenn Martin, and DK in the background. We are here for you guys to talk about the Ravens' financial strategy as a whole going into this offseason. I think this is an intriguing topic because really what we're talking about is guys that they're going to get cut, guys that are going to get restructured, and how the Ravens are going to manage their salary cap, right? Because this is the time, Glenn, where it gets really exciting. Everyone starts, you know, talking about free agency, guys bubbling up that could come to the Ravens. But really what matters at the end of the day is how much you got to spend, right? Mm-hmm. You can't buy the groceries if you ain't got the money.
That's right.
So we're going to get into all that and talk about some major pieces that will fall, what our predictions are, what we think the Ravens should do. But before we do, if you haven't already, take a quick second, hit the subscribe button, and make sure you turn on your notifications. There's a lot going on this offseason, some important dates as well. So make sure you stay up to date because we'll be there for you guys. In addition to that, if you're on the road, check us out anywhere you can listen to your podcast as well. We'll be there for you to provide you with the same content we have here. So, Glenn, DK has a really cool graphic for us.
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of use this as the base of our conversation because the goal, I mean, I think we both agree that the goal would be for the Ravens to free up as much money as they can without losing talent unnecessarily.
And without hurting yourself down the road. I think we've seen a lot of teams will almost they'll almost shoot themselves in the foot to some degree with upcoming years just to try and fit one team together to go for it, that all-in year that you hear a lot of people bring up. But the Ravens aren't going to do that. They're not going to risk, you know, next year or the year after by going all in on 1 year. That's just not how they do things. We shout out to I can't remember who put this together. I think it was the boys over at Russell put this together for us. So shout out to the guys over at Russell Street Report making this easier for us. But as you can see here, this is a list of some veterans. I'm sure you guys know all these names. Know them well. This is all different scenarios in which the Ravens can create additional cap space. And it doesn't have extensions on here. This is just talking about if the person was released, whether it's before June 1st or after June 1st, because there is a big difference, as you can see there. But basically, my understanding is if a player's cut after June 1st, you can then spread their dead cap money out over a 2 year period. Whereas if you cut them before June 1st, that dead money has to go all for the 2024 season. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then outside of just talking about, like I mentioned, you said extensions, but outside of this, outside of this graphic alone, sorry, I'm glitching over here. We are going to talk about extensions, right? And the reason I bring that up is because Mark Andrews is a perfect example. We're not cutting Mark Andrews, right? Like, I don't likely had a great season. I seriously doubt the Ravens are likely going to cut Mark Andrews, right? I think the idea here, Mark's a perfect candidate for some type of restructure to create some more space. So I just wanted to bring that up as an example as well. But let's run down this list. I mean, I also want to mention, we talked about Mark. That's a clear restructure. The Ravens aren't letting Mark go. So we'll get into that in a second. Odell Beckham, it's a foregone conclusion. He has void years left. So it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to hit the open market. In fact, the BaltimoreRavens.com website already has him listed as an unrestricted free agent. So I think we know what's going to happen there. It's just a formality. We get to Tyus Bowser here, Glenn.
Yeah.
Is there any way Tyus Bowser hangs around? Do you think the Ravens take their $5.5 million in savings and put it back in the bank?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a scenario where he sticks around. I'd love to know what the hell happened to Tyus Bowser. I get that the Ravens aren't allowed to talk about it because the injury occurred off their premises in the player's own free time. But, man, I would love for Tyus to just let us know what happened, man, because this guy was supposed to be pretty big part of our edge group, and he ends up not playing a single snap, and it was really the mystery man of the 2023 year. And man, we think that guy could have been, you know, he could have been an impact player for us. He set a career high in sacks before the injury, was already, you know, impressive when it comes to dropping back into coverage, was our best cover linebacker, had multiple interceptions. But yeah, I mean, if the guy can't play, I think you got to let the guy go. Now, my question to you, back to you, Jimbo, is it is a $2 million dead money hit. So you're saving $5.5 million, but $2 million will be sitting on your cap, whether he goes and plays elsewhere against you. Are you okay with that $2 million?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it because I just want as much savings as I can from an asset that doesn't have value. DK said it in the pre-show. Doesn't have value if he's not available. If I can't trust him to be available, his dollar value, his on-field value to me is zero. Thus, you know, his dollar value is zero. So I'll take any savings I can get. I scrape those up, put them in the old Coinstar at the grocery store.
Do you want to explore, like, would you want to, if you're the Ravens, would you want to explore with Tyus what an extension would look like?
No.
So you're done with it. After done. This year.
Man. Yeah, I just felt like
life
he made
comes
it clear.
At you quick, man.
Yeah, exactly. Life comes at you quick. You're Woo. Absolutely right. I just felt like he made it clear. He was ambiguous for a reason. It was all weird. And yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously it wasn't handled the way that team wanted to be handled. It wasn't handled the way I wanted it to be handled. I don't understand why Tyus can't just be forthcoming and give us details. He's allowed to do that. Maybe the team won't do that, but he can. And he decided.
And he had multiple opportunities on a Ravens on a radio show to do so and chose not to. Well, let's get to the next name on the list. I think Justice Hill had really one of the unsung heroes type seasons for the Ravens last year. A guy that probably didn't get a lot of hype coming into the year, but ended up being a really important piece. Had a disappointing championship game like others, but just didn't have many opportunities with the ball in his hands. Now he's 26 years old. If they cut him, they can save $2.5 million and only have $500,000 in dead space. But do you want Justice Hill to stick around? Would you prefer an extension rather than just an outright cut?
Yeah, or an extension, or just let him play. You live with it, right?
You could.
You know, yeah. So I say this is a lever that you pull as far as an extension goes later on if you are up against the ropes and you need to, right? So you kind of pack this away as a last minute deal and a potential buffer, maybe kick the tires on Justice to talk to him and his agent about what he's looking for. But knowing that you can stand pat and you're fine. But I think the value's there. You let Justice Hill play ball.
Okay. All right. I like it. And now we get to an interesting, like Marlon Humphrey to me at his age is an obvious, you know, restructure or even an extension, but he has had some injury issues since signing that contract, but it doesn't look like there's any way they can get out of this completely, right? They have to either run with it how it is, restructure, or extend, right?
Yeah, and I think just like Mark Andrews, to me, he's only 27 years old and Marlon Humphrey is, so I think he's got a plenty of football ahead of him, and I think he's a valuable player. So to me, it's a clear restructure here. You bring that money into a different bucket of payment to whether it be a sign-on bonus or whatever, or a roster bonus or something like that. To make less of a hit on your salary cap this year, thus creating more space. Marlon Humphrey, I say you keep for sure. I mean, I think that's a restructure candidate. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's one of the core Ravens here.
You feeling? I want to talk about these two in tandem.
Yeah,
actually,
thank you. All three. Put three.
That's what I was gonna say. I want to talk about these three in tandem, right? Because you have Patrick McCary, where you could save $4.3 million. You let him go. Morgan Moses, you could save $5.5 million. Ronnie Stanley, little bit of nuance there. You could save $15 million, but you would eat $11.1 million in dead money. Now, after that dead money, you're still gonna, you know, as far as the calculation goes this year, the savings are still gonna be $15 million. So, really, what's important here is figure out one. I think the first question is how you want to start next year from an offensive line perspective.
Yeah.
How much you believe in the draft is the second question. And then I guess the third overall is how you value each one of these players based on the previous two questions. So all that being said, Glenn, what are you doing with these three guys?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think for Patrick McCary, if he's okay, if he's happy where he's at, I keep him right where he's at.
From a money standpoint, you're saying he's not asking for more, an extension,
exactly,
something like that?
If he's happy and he doesn't want starter playing time, he's okay with being the swing guy, then, man, you keep him here. And if you can extend him at his age, you extend that guy. He can play any position on the line.
He's shown he can be available, so you can give him guaranteed money, right? Like upfront money that facilitates maybe – help with the cap because he's shown that he's going to be out. He's not going to Tyus Bowser yet.
No. This guy,
so I agree with you there.
Warrior. Yeah. Keep McCary. And I would say at all costs, but I don't think it's going to cost a ton, even though I think everybody in the league should be knocking on the door of Patrick McCary's agent and trying to get him to come to there, because I mean, that guy is just super valuable, but either way, he's in Baltimore. He's not going anywhere. So the question now is, what do you do with your two tackles? They both had injury issues. They both had issues where they weren't performing very well, and they're not getting any younger. So, man, the Ronnie Stanley thing's interesting, because if you make him, it looks like the rules around post June 1 is you can designate two players to be cut post June 1. Mm-hmm. Two and only two, not anymore. Mm-hmm. So it is a limited group. But if you make Ronnie one of your two, like you mentioned, you can save $15 million and you can spread the dead money over 2-year period. So in 2024, he'll hit $11.168 million in dead money. And in 2025, $6.68 million. And you will save $15 million. But Jimbo, do you see the Ravens saying, we're going to pay Ronnie Stanley $11.1 million to not play for us just so they can save $15 million? Like, that's the biggest question. Like, what the hell do they – because they're not going to extend him because they don't want to give him more years. I can't even see a restructuring in that. – Man, that's I what the hell do they do with Ronnie Stanley?
I don't know how much you can restructure, because then you're saying, here's all the money now.
Yep.
And you know, you get nothing in return for that, right? Like, he goes out, he misses 8, 10, 12 games or whatever, right?
Tyus Bowser on you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you can't do that either. You're kind of stuck here, but initially my initial reaction is this: give me my $15 million, take your little 11, and I'm out of here, right? Like, this relationship is over. Like, one of you, I don't know if you've ever seen Mike and Molly, but Molly's stepfather has to get a quickie divorce, and part of the deal is exchanging funds that he owed his ex-wife and a swift kick to the gonads. That was part of the deal. So she gave him, Mike said, look, hold your breath and close your eyes, because that kick's coming, right? Like, one of those deals, right? To where it's like, look, sometimes you just got to hold your breath because that swift kick to the gonads is coming.
That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of dead money.
But the other side to that, like, that's my initial reaction, to say, just take it, move on. But then the side to that is, who the heck you put in the left tackle? You trust Patrick McCary as a starter? You know, that makes me a little nervous. Do you trust the guys coming out in the draft? Still, they can be
as
the best
starter.
They can be the best prospects in the world. J.O. didn't even start his first year at left tackle. Wasn't he a guard?
Left guard, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a lot to put on a kid. So, they're in a tough situation. Or you go out in the open market, and then what? I mean, is there a guy out there that's better than Ronnie?
You can't cut him before June 1, because then you're eating $17 million. Now, some fans might say, let's pull the Band-Aid off. Let's cut him now. Eat all the dead money in 2024 and have a fresh start at the beginning of 25. But it makes you wonder who is playing left tackle for you. So I'm starting to get to the point where, Jimbo, I think we just have to hope and pray that Ronnie has one hell of an offseason, gets himself healthy and strong, and that he comes back and hopefully you get, 14 games out of him? Like, what's the – I don't want to pay a guy $17 million, and I don't want to pay a guy $11 million to play against me or to sit on his couch at home and watch me play on TV.
And maybe you have permanently him and McCary in rotation.
You could.
Maybe that's how you handle it. You know, I don't know, but I slightly, this is like a 51-49 scenario for me. You've swayed me by 2%.
Okay.
Because truly, it's like, what is the option here?
Yeah,
that's the thing for me. Yeah, you end up out in the street shaking your can for money, right? When you're looking at all these left tackles out there, like, what do I do?
And then you have no bargaining. Like, if I'm the agent of that left tackle, I'm going, you need me.
Yeah, like, right.
You're paying prime dollar because you need me. You just cut Ronnie. And then what do you do with Morgan? Like, what's your thoughts on what do they do with Morgan?
Yeah, so Morgan Stanley, there seems to be at least a bit more of a plan for a replacement.
Did you say Morgan Stanley?
Oh, my gosh.
You combined the two names. That's awesome.
Well, and Morgan Stanley is...
It's like a... What
major financial corporation.
Yeah, it's a financial thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Long story behind Morgan Stanley and why they're on my mind. But anyway, so sorry, Morgan Moses.
There you go.
The man that led his people to the promised land. So with Morgan Moses, seems to be more of a, at least a, an outline, like a guy in place in line there in Falele to take his job. Now, how much confidence I have in that, I don't know where I stand, but I also didn't see much confidence in Morgan at the end of the season to make me feel good about him moving forward. So with Morgan Moses, it's also really close for me, but I say you just end it here and you roll with the young guy.
Yeah, it's only a $1.4 million in debt, so it's not like the 17.8 from Ronnie. But you still need, like, I guess it's just the question is, do the Ravens coaches believe that Falele's ready for a permanent starter role?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And I mean, is he ready? I don't know. But would he give you more than Moses? I also am not 100% sure, but there's an argument to be had that he could.
Yeah. But Moses is also, he's an older guy. He's played a lot of football, and he's going to be a year older. So maybe this is just because, like, he was incredibly healthy his whole career, but then he has this year where he's super beat up. Is that just what he is now? Like, is that his future, being an older guy playing an offensive line, which is a super grueling position? That's a big question. But to me, it's all about Ronnie Stanley. That's the area where they can create the most savings, but they could also end up with the most dead money.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting. It'll be nice to, when we start getting more into our draft coverage, if we find out that maybe this is a year where left tackle is super deep. But I will say, I think I remember seeing a tweet from Cole. There's only been two starting quality left tackles that were drafted outside of the top 10 in like the last 10 years. Like, it's just, if you're not picking in the top 10 to find a day one starting left tackle, it can be a bit of an uphill climb. And the Ravens obviously aren't picking anywhere near the top 10. And to get up there from where they are picking to possibly get one of those guys would take more draft picks than they're ever going to give up. So, man, that left tackle position, man, it's just a shame what happened to Ronnie. Because I think if he never would have had these unfortunate injuries, because those injuries, it's not like they were a fault of his own. They were roll-ups. They were guys jumping into you. He could have been one of the best, man. If it wasn't
injuries. It's a tough situation. Speaking of Ronnie's draft class, right? Wasn't the one of the guys you're referencing out of the top 10, Laremy Tunsil, right? Like the
I don't even know if he dropped. I think he only dropped
Didn't he drop the 13? I think. Well, was Ronnie was low? Six that year.
Okay. I didn't know he dropped that low. Maybe he was one of the two. Like maybe
that's what I was saying. I'm pretty sure.
But the only reason he dropped was because of the gas mask. Like, he had top 10 talent all over him.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people thought he was going number one.
Right.
But the last thing I want to say as a part of this equation, we talked about Mark Andrews and Marlon Humphrey as solid restructure candidates.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about Lamar Jackson. He's not on this list, but there's estimation that the Ravens would gain about $11.1 million in cap space.
Yeah.
And then with Marlon, 7.9 in cap space. And then let me just give you Mark's number real quick. Mark Andrews, 4.9 million. And one more name, that being Marcus Williams, another 7.1 million in restructures. So not extensions, I don't see for any of these guys per se. But what I do see is them manipulating that money so that it comes off of the salary cap and is added to some sort of a bonus or something like that. So just wanted to add that. Here we go. All right. Awesome. Yeah. So you see Lamar Jackson there. You see Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Williams.
That's the only thing. It's like with Ronnie, you're kicking the can down and you don't really know if you're going to have the return. So yeah, you could restructure and save some money, but you're going to eventually, that it's just like the Deshaun Watson, like restructures. They did some, but now the next 3 years, $64 million cap hits because eventually, like, I love those fans who are like, you know, fans would be like, man, I'm jealous. They, you know, the caps, what did they just say? The salary cap is a myth. Remember that was the big thing for a while. Yeah. Look what the Rams are doing. Look what this team's doing. It always, always comes back. There's no avoiding it.
And very few teams draft better than the Rams do at the back half of the draft.
That's true. With Puka. Oh my.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think here. What do you think the Ravens will do, you know, financial gymnastics standpoint? What are the moves that you like? Really, how do you feel about Ronnie Stanley? How do you feel about Morgan Moses and that offensive line as a whole? They have some moves to make, some decisions to make there from a restructure or cut standpoint or extend standpoint. Leave all your comments below. We know this is a very opinionated topic. Mm-hmm. So leave it below, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.